big old things like butterflies, but their body's bigger than a butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
And they lay eggs on them leaves, and first thing you know, the trees just eat it with worms.
Hmm. What do you call those things?
The catarrh worms.
Well, the things that like a butterfly.
We call them catarrh flies.
Mm-hmm. What about something that'll get in your wool clothes?
The little old blue fish and the little old moths.
That was a what?
A moth.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of things that cut up wool clothes.
Uh-huh. What about something that has light in its tail?
Lightning bug.
Okay. And a long, thin-bodied insect that's got two pairs of shiny wings.
Mosquitoes. Mosquito hawks.
Okay. Is there any other name for them that you've ever heard of? Snake something?
Mosquito hawks, I have heard of them.
And a little insect that would get in your skin if you went blackberry picking.
Red bugs.
Okay.
And ticks. Sea ticks.
Sea ticks?
Uh-huh.
What do you call those big ticks?
Speckbacks and old blue ticks. Old blue ticks gets on dogs. They get to be great big things. And the old speckbacks is just a little old hard tick. They get on dogs and people too if they get in the woods. And the red bugs will just about eat them up. Some folks call them jiggers.
What's that?
Jiggers.
I see. But what about the that blue tick you mentioned? That now, what color is it?
It's an old blue looking outfit. Gray looking.
Yeah, gray. I think I know what you mean. And they'll get to be about as big as say as your fingernail.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. I heard them called cow ticks.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. I guess that's where you get blue tick or something. What about an insect that hops around in the grass?
What, a frog?
An insect, though.
Oh, insect. Grasshoppers.
Okay. Have you ever heard them called hopper grass?
Uh-huh. I just thought somebody didn't know how to say it. Grasshoppers.
Okay. And say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner.
Oh, spiders.
Or the thing you'd find stretched up there would be
spider web.
Uh-huh. And what about something like that outside, maybe across a bush?
Mm-hmm. Spider web.
Mm-hmm. And a part of the tree underneath the ground, those are called the
what? Roots.
Okay. Did you ever hear of using roots or vines for medicine?
Uh-huh.
What would you use? What
root
kind?
Stuff? Well, it used to be, we called it scurvy grass.
Scurvy grass?
Uh-huh. And some folks called it blue grass.
Uh-huh.
And you could take it and make a cup of tea, and it was a good purgative. And then old field pine, that's a little old bush that grows on the ground. It's you can make a tea out of that and sweat a fever off.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take polypodus.
Polypodus?
And you can chew the root of it up and just drink the juice out of it and spit the root out, and it cures piles. And
it cures what?
Piles. You've heard of people's in guts going out.
Uh-huh.
They call it, what is it? Thyroid? No. Hemorrhoids.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there are a lot of different little things like that.
Hmm. What does this polypodus thing look like?